Sanders hear it all. Jesus and bartenders hear it all. Mostly cloudy today with small chances of spotty snow showers, only putting down a trace about with a high of 36. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 26. Few flurries tomorrow early, then they give way to a partly sunny skies, high 35. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 25. Mostly cloudy on Monday with a 60% chance of accumulating snow overnight, high 37. And cloudy and breezy on Tuesday with a 70% chance of snow. 2 to 4 inches is possible and a high of 36. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and we have some light snow and flurries coming down. And our current temperature is 31 degrees.
100.9 WRCL.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. I said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my day. This is my dirt. Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it. This is my dirt. This is where 5 generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt. These are my fields where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. This is my dirt.
Where I harvest what I plant, this is my dirt. Where Looks pretty damn good with the top off. She cleans up nice. You can still see her shine with the lights off. I'll bring the wheels, you bring the heat. See how it feels in the shotgun seat. Girl, let's fly, jump inside. Take a ride on my Trans Am. Hammer down, cruise around. Rock the sound of my Trans Am. Everybody wants to ride. Everybody wants to ride. Girl, you know you wanna ride. Take a ride on my Trans Am. I wanna see a jet, black hair. I'm blowing in the wind with your hands up. I wanna hug those curves and show you what this motor's made of. Grinding the gears, eight-track blasting. I wanna hear you screaming faster.
Yeah.
That was Chapel Heart with Glory Days. Before that, we had Thompson Square on Country and Community, WRCO. Right now, the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge says it's 31 degrees at 11:12. It looks like the snow's kind of let up just a bit out there, and looks like the sun wants to come out a little bit, but it's getting a little bit lighter out there, but I don't think that's happening because they're Brittany Merlot said mostly cloudy, so there is a chance maybe we'll get some sun. We'll wait and see, but I hope you're all having a great Saturday and getting around okay. Hopefully you're not slipping and sliding wherever you're going, and please drive with caution if you are going anywhere. And just wanted to let you know I will be bringing you some great music up until the noon hour, and then I'll be bringing you the news at noon. And then coming up at 11:30, I'll be bringing you today's community calendar. And I just wanted to let you know that Peace United Methodist Church has joined with Trinity United Methodist Church. Those wanting to call Peace United Methodist Church should now call Trinity United Methodist Church at 608-647-3203. And coming up shortly, we'll have another report from Bill Twining from the Lee Griffin Tournament at Kickapoo High School. Coming up next, we have Mr. George Strait with A Roundabout Way.
As far as all my friends can tell, I took her leaving. Well, that's kinda right, 'cause when I'm out with them, I don't let her memory ruin night. For the most part, I'm okay, but I still miss her.
First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Save extra now during the half price sale at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center and Viroqua. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal value or less for half price.
Yes, you heard it. Half price.
Special orders and layaways not included. The half price sale at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, Richland Center and Viroqua. But hurry, this fantastic sale ends tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Choose Mr. G.
That you give me, can't hide what's inside, and it's killing me right now to see you wanna slip off with me again. Why should we go round and round the truth like we've been doing? Every time we lie, girl, we're losing. So why should we spend Saturday night alone when I can call you on the phone, pick you up, make it up as we go along, pulling all nighter, chasing that desire.
Even when you're boring, person. And what we got is working, and the years have only made it more that way.
Good crowd on hand today to see the wrestling tournament at Kickapoo High School in Biola. It's the 54th annual Lee Griffin Wrestling Invitational. It's the third year of the girls' tournament, and the boys' tournament continues. First round action for the boys, and girls' activity going on right now. But for the boys, in a combined 106-113-pound weight class, nice win for junior Jaron Grimsland of North Crawford Seneca over freshman Tristan Hughes of Kickapoo Lafarge. This is a round-robin weight class at 106-113. At 120, Ethan Haiti of Richland Center is the top seed. He had a bye. First-round pins for both freshman Dom Torgerson of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative and for Miles Welsh of the Iowa Grand Highland Varsity Reserves. At 126, the top seed is Jaden Geyer of Westby. He had a pin. Nice win for Tyler Miller, a sophomore for Boscobel Wazika Steuben. And Zach Bell of Hillsboro came through with a pin in his first-round match. Drew Powell of Brookwood, the second seed, also scored a fall and moves into the semifinals at 126. At 132, the top seed is Evan Solberg of Viroqua. He had a bye, as did second-seeded Max Kelly of the Iowa Grand Highland Varsity Reserves. First-round wins for Brenton Ewing, a pin for Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, and for Kai Paikkonen of Brookwood, a 15-13 victory moves him into semifinals at 132. At 138, it's a round-robin weight class, only two first-round matches. One of those goes to Cameron Hogan of Boscobel. He wins by fall and picks up a win in the first round at 138. 144, a full weight class. Top seed Ryan Flynn of Blair Taylor scores a 10, as does second seeded Thomas Frosty of North Crawford Seneca. In this weight class, Jackson McGuire of Iowa Grand Highland, also with a 10, moves on. Senior Eli Muttler of Richland Center is defeated and drops into the wrestle back at 144. At 150, a round-robin weight class, we can tell you that Calvin McCone of Iowa Grand Highland scored a win over Boscobel Wazika Steuben's Harrison Davis. At 157, eight-man weight bracket, the top seed Blaine Primmer of Viroqua, second seed Irvin Novacek of Hillsboro, both score wins, as do Joe Bletter, a sophomore from Boscobel Wazika Steuben, and Ethan Bodendine, a Richland Center sophomore, all score wins and move into the semifinals. At 165, eight-man weight class, top-seeded Jackson Hughes of Onalaska, unbeaten, defending champion, scores a win, as does Ben Lean of Blair Taylor. Colton Clark, Kickapoo Lafarge, Youth Initiative senior, scores a pin and moves on. Chance Johnson of Boscobel is defeated and drops into the wrestle back. At 175, top-seed Maverick McCauley of Kickapoo Lafarge has a bye. Winning is Mason Jelinek of Richland Center. A pin in 452 for Mason Jelinek. At 190, top seed Cole Breminger of Richland Center with a pin. Ethan Bass of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative also with a fall there. At 215, the top seed is Steve Perkins of Richland Center. Second seed Ryan McCoy of Hillsboro. Both advance with falls, as do Chris Clark of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative and freshman Daniel Bryant of Boscobel Wazika Steuben. At a 285, only six wrestlers. The top seed, Braden Cleffy of Richland Center, has a bye. Second seed, Grayson Stebbins of Brookwood, also with a bye. Winning, Jaden McGraw of Hillsboro over Bennett Coder of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, 8-6 to score there. Our next report features results from the girls' tournament here at Kickapoo. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bill Point.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's been a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service and building solid relationships since 1881. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality, reliable service at the lowest possible cost.
Lauren Elena with Thick As Thieves. There, had to search for a little bit there. Sorry about that. Right now, our time is 11:31, and our temperature is 32 degrees with some light snow coming down. And since it's 11:31, that means it's time for today's community calendar for Saturday, January 6th. The Knights of Columbus Council 8946 will be holding a pancake breakfast. That'll be tomorrow from 8 to 11 at St. Anthony's Parish Hall in Cazenovia. The menu includes pancakes, sausage, ham, scrambled eggs, applesauce, milk, orange juice, and coffee. A special birthday celebration will be held for Bernie Cooey tomorrow from 1 to 4 in the activity room at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Friends and family are invited to help Bernie celebrate his 100th birthday. Peace United Methodist Church has joined with Trinity United Methodist Church. Those wanting to call Peace United Methodist Church should now call Trinity United Methodist Church at 608-647-3203. Goat farmers or those who have use for can pick up used Christmas trees from Rotary Lights in the park at Crosscup Park. Simply take as many as you need or can use from the pile any time of day or night. The Richland County Senior Dining Meal Sites are open to the public for in-person dining. The Woodman Senior Center will be serving meals Monday through Friday at 11:45. Home-delivered meals are available Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Call Tina or Sandy at 608-647-2323. The Germantown Senior Dining Meal Site, located at St. Anthony's School at 32497 County Highway V, Casanova, is open Wednesdays with serving at 11:15. Home meals are available for delivery Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. To reserve a meal, call Rita at 608-983-2798. The Rock Bridge Meal Site at Bethlehem Lutheran Church at 25500 Rock Bridge School Street, Richland Center, is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with serving at 11:30. To reserve a meal, call Norma Pifrone at 608-647-3900 or 608-649-3269. All reservations must be made by 1 o'clock the day prior. The suggested donation for those ages 60 and older is $3.50. And Tech Help Tuesday will be held every Tuesday at the Brewer Public Library from 9 to noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. They have recently received an abundance of donated household goods and clothing. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th. From 5 p.m. to midnight, we'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
Hey, Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be here to feature the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s on Those Were the Days. Saturday night, we'll be rocking and rolling and reminiscing, taking your requests and ringing that magic bell. And we'll be stopping in the garage for one or two from the garage rock of the 1960s. Louie Louie by the Kingsmen, Keep on Dancing the Gentrys, 96 Tears, Question Mark and the Mysterians, Gloria by the Shadows of Night, Surfin' Bird, the Trashmen, lots of fun stuff coming up Saturday night. And your rock and roll requests and trivia. Those Were the Days is made possible in part by Jay's Pedal Center, Jones Chevrolet Buick, Culligan Water Conditioning, Jets Feed Seat and Such, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric. Join us for some sweet turntable treats sponsored by Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery in Boscobel. Get ready for some fun radio again Saturday night. WRCO's Those Were the Days on WRCO, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
This job that I'm working is hard on a person like me with that sun shining like it is right now. So I'm punching that time clock to swim through that gridlock, and I'll sit and wait long as I need to sit to get out on the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. The life I love is drinking cold beer with my friends. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Might not be Tahiti, them girls in bikinis, they make a Mercury feel like a yacht.
Yeah, they do.
Same time, same late next week, same spot off Catfish Creek. We'll be chilling, we'll be sipping, we'll be kicking back and sitting on the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. The life I love is drinking cold.
if I can't reel one in. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Lord knows it won't be long till I go and tie one on the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. The life I love is drinking cold beer with my friends. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Get on the boat again. I just can't wait to get out and float again. Cast the line to see if I can't reel one in. Yeah, I can't wait to get on.
Love the way you look in that dress. You got me thinking thoughts in my head. The way your body's moving slowly to the music only leaves me wanting more. So baby, let's don't call it a night. Love the way you're holding me tight. When you're next to me, there's no place I'd rather be. Everything is feeling so right. So baby, let's don't call it a night. Just let that clock tick away. 'Cause in the morning we can sleep in late. Right now let's spend our time on what we've got in mind. I'll get up and close the door. Yeah, let's don't call it a night. Love the way you're holding it tight. When you're next to me, there's no place I'd rather be.
Cast a line, hold the door and say yes, ma'am. gas up my four-wheel drive. I keep Alan Jackson playing on the radio. Where did all the good old boys go? Somebody's got a party till the stars burn out. Wear some more out boots in a high-class crowd. All my running buddies keep settling. In this town, yeah, I take up two spots, cause my truck don't fit, and I represent the map dot every chance I get. No, my dirt road heart won't ever be paved. Am I the only one these days who still likes to party till the stars burn out? Wear some wore-out boots in a high-class crowd. All my running buddies keep settling down. Somebody's gotta be country in this town. Keep a Zepco in the toolbox. Keep it retro on the jukebox. Traffic on an old John Deere. Drink a center console, ice cold beer. And keep that old school hanging around. Somebody's gotta be country. Somebody's gotta party till the stars burn out. Wear some more out boots in a high class crowd. In this town, somebody's gotta be. Well, I reckon that's me.
Pictures down. How long have you been breaking? Why am I just finding out? It kills me to know you were drifting alone. You don't have to stay, no. What can I say before you go? I would have searched the whole world over for you. Took a flight through the night to be that shoulder for you. Wanted me to. How many times did you say you loved me when it wasn't true? I'm just wondering, how long has it been over for you? What do you tell yourself? Was it something I was missing? Or is there someone else? It kills me to know this house ain't a home. And you don't wanna stay, no. What can I say before you go? I would've searched the whole world over for you. Took a flight through the night to be that shoulder for you. Times did you say you loved me when it wasn't true? I'm just wondering, how long has it been over for you? Tell me. still miss the person that I thought I knew. Wondering how long has it been over? I'm still wondering how long has it been over for you.
That was Morgan Evans with Over For You, and our time right now is 11:48 and 32 degrees out there, and the snow is let up out there, but it looks like it's a little foggy out there, so be careful if you're out and about. Coming up at the top of the hour, I'll be bringing in news at noon, and following that, we'll be bringing you Saturdays with Simo at around 12:30, and then Chris Simonson will be bringing you some great classic music, and then after the evening news at 5, we'll be backtracking with Phil Nee at 5:30, and those were the days from 6 until midnight, all right here on WRCO 100.9 and on WRCO.com. And I'm going to be letting you go as far as the music portion goes, but like I say, I'll be back with the news at the top of the hour. So everybody have a great day, and please stay safe.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Hello, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? We are offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 647-8522. Visit in person or visit us online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex in Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and we have the means to make it happen.
Save extra now during the half price sale at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center and Viroqua. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal value or less for half price.
Yes, you heard it. Half price.
Special orders and layaways not included. The half price sale at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, Richland Center and Viroqua. But hurry, this fantastic sale ends tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Choose Mr. G.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
The girls' tournament now underway at Kickapoo High School in Biola. It's the 54th annual installment of the Lee Griffin Invitational, third year they've had the girls' tournament involved. In each of the first two seasons, Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative, by Leah Gross, has come away with the team championship. Here's how things have gone in the girls' tournament, which just got underway about the 11 o'clock hour here this morning from Kickapoo. At 100 pounds, Luca Gross of Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative has a win for Aubrey Conway of River Valley. She scores a nice pin win and picks up a first-round victory. Kenley Steele of Boscobel Wazika Steuben was defeated, her first loss in this round-robin weight class at 100-107. Also at 107, we can tell you that Emma Haiti of Richland Center, a champion 2 years ago, did not compete here last year, scores a pin over Mariana Miller of Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative. Emma Haiti with a win in the first round, where Ava Lord, a junior from Dodgeville and the daughter of head coach Ryan Lord, had a first-round tie. At 114 pounds, cool play here in the girls' tournament. We can tell you that victories belong to Sierra Davenport of Dodgeville. She scored a pin. Emerson Miller of Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative also with a pin over freshman Jewel Grosskopf of Ithaca Weston, who lost her first match of the tournament. Darcy Jelenic, North Crawford Seneca, with a quick pin over Cheyenne Reese of River Valley, also in the 114-pound weight class. In the 120-pound weight class, only three girls are here. The only one from our immediate listening area, freshman Madison Glass of Kick the Boulevard Youth Initiative, had a first-round bye. At 126, again, a case of just three girls in this weight class. One match was wrestled. That goes to Frankie Groom of North Crawford Seneca. She scores a pin over fellow freshman Marlo Peters of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative. Groom, who won five matches and took fifth place at last week's Bi-State Classic for the girls, opens up with a nice victory for North Crawford Seneca at 126 pounds. Richland Center with just two wrestlers here in the tournament. Madison Meyer is not competing due to injuries. We can tell you that Emma Haiti won her match earlier. Sophomore Madeline Muller of Richland Center at 132 pounds had a first-round bye. We'll have reports throughout the day from the annual Lee Griffin Wrestling Invitational at Kickapoo High School in Biola. Nice crowd assembled for this one. 12 teams for the boys, 15 for the girls here at the Lee Griffin Invitational. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bill Twine.
Arneson Service and Repair of Hill Point provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment. Arneson Service and Repair also does farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Classic Auto Body, the home of the Ring Brothers, is where the word is, we're the best part of a bad situation. Classic Auto Body, Highway 14, Spring Green. At Rockwell Automation, the mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable, and it all starts right here in Richland Center at Rockwell Automation.
100.9 WRCO. Anybody got any whiskey?
If I could stick my pen in my heart, spill it all over the stage, would it satisfy you? Would it slide on by you? Would you think the boy is strange? Ain't he strange?
If I could win you, if I could sing you a love song so divine,